You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. There is much to celebrate about opera in Modesto. It will all be on stage Sunday afternoon at the Gallows Center, and you might immediately be thinking of Townsend Opera. But in this 35th anniversary year, Townsend is changing its name to Opera Modesto. And the group is officially welcoming a new general and artistic director. He is Maestro Roy Stevens. He's in our studio. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm glad to have you here today. We can talk about all three aspects. 35 years seems a long tradition for a mid-sized city opera.
I think it's pretty amazing, actually. I started as a singer with them in 1986 before I was a professional. It was called Townsend Opera at that time because Buck Townsend, opera singer from Modesto, created it with his immense personality. And so they named it after him to start with. But he always wanted it to be a community-based, regionally-based company that would live past his enthusiasm. And it's doing that. 35 years is remarkable. And you could say that opera, a community that supports an opera company, is in a way a world-class community. We have symphony, opera, ballet, and a museum in Modesto in the Central Valley. It's kind of amazing.
Buck was part of the discussions about the name change as long as 10 or so years ago, correct?
Yeah. Before he passed away, he was involved in planning the beginning of what would be become the name change. And in fact, his wife, Erica Townsend, who has just come back on the board, recommended the new name, Opera Modesto, and that's what the board chose now. Mm. And at this moment of transition, a new name, a new director, new excitement in the community.
It's a homecoming for you, even as your international and singing career continue, and teaching as well. But you've been doing this, I think, as a pure labor of love since January?
Yes. I did not intend to become the new general and artistic director.
Really?
That was not part of the plan. The previous administration had left, and the company was in dire straits, and a new interim executive director was brought in, and he reached out to me and my wife, who's also an opera singer, Annalisa Winberg, and we said, oh, we'd be happy to help. We'll give you guidance. And we got pulled in hook, line, and sinker, and here I am today.
Well, I do want to address just a little bit of that solvency through the years, because arts groups suffered greatly over the last 10, 12 years, and subscribers, those foundational supporters, are critical. What's happening right now in this transition, and how do things like a name change or a vision change make a difference in the future?
Good question, because in fact, many arts companies, whether they're symphony companies or our opera companies, suffered, as you say, during the downturn. Many of them went out of existence. Opera Modesto, Townsend Opera, did not, and I think that's incredible. It was tough times, but it now is. We have all this new energy. We have all this community excitement, and it's quite remarkable. Sure, we need more donors. We need new sponsors. I'm writing grants left and right. But all there is right now is hope for the future and excitement in the community.
Are you going to perform at the Sunday Gala?
I am going to perform on Sunday, yes. My wife also, we're kind of showing off the new creative team, but we're not the only people. We will sing and sing some really fun things, but perhaps more interesting is our star who will come from San Francisco. She will sing the title role of Carmen in the spring. Her name is Nicola Prince, and among other things, she is an aerial trapeze artist. And I've never seen an opera diva sing an opera aria suspended from the ceiling of a theater, and she will on Sunday.
Seriously, that's what's going to happen at the Gallows Center.
Not Carmen, but she's going to sing something amazing.
We have a clip of Nicola's music, so let's listen to a little bit. Imagine this on a trapeze. All right, that's a big voice.
It is. And she's a fearless, fascinating artist.
Fearless is a great word for an opera singer, isn't it?
It is.
Because of where you need to just go and go hard and strongly.
It's a fascinating combination of incredible amounts of training and rigor. And then on stage, we have to be able to let loose these amazing voices that are kind of like the extreme voices, extreme athletes of the voice, Olympic athletes of the voice, if you will, to be able to project our voices over a I've sung over a 120-piece orchestra into a 4,000-seat theater without amplification. It's an amazing thing.
So you made your international professional debut in Italy. Number one, that's a big stage to debut
on. It
is. And that was back in 1987, and it was a new opera at that time based on Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yes, I was hired because of my American musical theater background, the fact
really?
That I could sing and act at the same time. I had done a couple competitions in Italy, and the composer of that opera, Marco Tutino, whose opera La Ciociara was just heard at San Francisco Opera, he heard me and wanted someone who could act and sing because I had to do all sorts of fencing all at the same time as singing.
Wow.
And strangely enough, he's still my friend. He's been trolling me about the fact that I've just, on the internet, that I just became the general director of San Francisco. Opera Modesto saying, when are you going to do one of my operas?
Right. You can bring in some remarkable talents
yeah.
and remarkable music. We have a mashup of some live recordings of your performances. You put three of them together for us.
Yes.
So everybody has to understand that these are live recordings, and they come from just amazing shows that you did.
So part of why I put this together is because my career is so weird and so fun because I was not a natural singer. I was the person who you never thought could be even local singer. And so my career has been changing voice types because I like challenges, which is my new challenge now of a general director. But I've been a bass baritone, a Verdi baritone, a Heldon tenor, buffo basso, all sorts of things. So this little mashup has me at La Scala with a world premiere opera by Berio called Utis. And then that was as a dramatic baritone or bass baritone. Then as a Heldon tenor in Albania in the national premiere of the opera Salome. And then last year in Modesto with Townsend Opera in The Barber of Seville doing my first buffo basso role. And at the end of this, if we get that far, you'll hear me shriek and everyone laugh. And that's because morning classical host Kevin Doherty, who was singing Figaro, did something very rude to me at that moment.
All right, hang on. Here goes Roy Stevens.
Disgraziato Figaro, è indegno, a maledetto accelera! E non servono le solfe, faccio pure la gatta, faccio pure, faccio pure, faccio pure la gatta!
I don't even need to see it. I know, it was great.
It was fun.
That, all three of those voices were the voices of the new general and artistic director of Opera Modesto, Maestro Roy Stevens. There is a celebration of the opera's 35 years with a gala concert on Sunday, this Sunday, 2 o'clock at the Gallo Center. And say a little bit about the plan for the Sunday concert.
All right. The concert is of course, a celebration of 35 years of continuous opera being produced professionally in Modesto in the Central Valley. So it has the largest chorus we've had in 30 years, which is amazing. That shows some of the enthusiasm in the community. It has 21 members of our Summer Opera Institute for Teens that will perform, and a bunch of soloists, international soloists, myself and my wife, Annalisa Wimberg, and a number of regional and national soloists, Christopher Bencochea, grande tenore, Lisa Davila, fantastic soprano, Joseph Wiggett, wonderful singer from Stanislaus State College in Turlock, and a character tenor who's amazing, and then we have Nicola Prince. And all together, it's a really going to be an exciting celebration of opera and a celebration of 35 years of opera professionally produced in Modesto.
I can't resist with you in front of a mic saying, could I hear that big voice live?
Well, sure. How about some cheap? I mean, Albanian. I bet you've never had anyone sing Albanian in your studio.
I never have, Maestro.
All right. Well, I sang the title role of the national hero of Albania in their 100th anniversary celebration of independence. This is The time has come to take back our motherland and bring freedom. You ready?
Okay, let's go. Yes.
And Lir means freedom. Freedom from the Albanian people.
Whatever you need me to do. Okay, yes. Thank you. How fantastic. What are you going to do to balance this administrative role and leadership role here with your desire and your passion to keep that voice alive and on stage?
Well, you know, honestly, I have sung almost everything, every role that I ever wanted to. It's kind of amazing. So when I have the opportunity to sing now, it's for fun. And I don't have that need to put myself forward, at least not in that way. And I love challenges. I love putting things together. And this challenge as general and artistic director is very cool, I have to say, because it's not just administrative. With a smaller company, you do everything. I'm producing, I'm cleaning out the warehouse, I'm doing all sorts of stuff and helping cast and organize and put people together. I love making collaborations happen. I'm organizing a wonderful collaboration for Carmen with the Portuguese Azorean bullfighting community.
Whoa.
And the Mexican-American folklorico community and the ballet company and a musical theater company that will provide the children's chorus. And this will be a really exciting celebration of overlapping cultures and art forms.
Somehow it seems perfect in the full arc of an operatic storyline that you're back home.
I didn't expect this and I didn't look for it, but that has been the entire story of my career as a singer and a professional. I didn't expect any of it. And now I'm really thrilled this is happening. I'm really looking forward to it.
Congratulations.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Back home.
And thank you for having me on.
The 35th anniversary gala concert of the formerly Townsend Opera, now Opera Modesto, will be at the Gallo Center for the Arts this Sunday, October 28th at 2 o'clock. Thank you again to Maestro Roy Stevens. And there's more online at capradio.org/insight. Thank you. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.